Thank you, David. 720 WGN. Good evening. It's Ken Smith with you. Hope you're having a good Wednesday so far. Want to say hello to my producer, Michael. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Ken. Great to see you.
Great to see you. How was your week?
It was a fantastic week. It's great to see your face again. I'm excited for tonight's show.
But nobody ever is excited to see my face.
Well, after
they may be excited to see me from time to time, but not my face.
You know, I did want to see if there were any more Box of Crumbs stories that you had coming through.
So I know.
I've been waiting all week to ask you.
I know. I'm sorry. No more Box of Crumbs. But I did. Well, if you've been listening to the show, we had a caller call in and say that you could get a box of crumbs from Long John Silver's. You could just order a box of crumbs. And, you know, look, that crispy stuff that they have, you know, when you order, you get the fish, you get the hush puppies, you get the fries, and then those little crispy bits are in there. Mm-hmm. You can just order those little crispy bits. So a few weeks ago, I actually went to a Long John Silver's and asked them for some crispy bits. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, you know, those crispy bits that you have in the basket. She goes, oh, you want a box of crumbs? Yes. And so they gave me a box of crumbs. And then during the commercial break, our engineer came in and said, well, Long John Silver's crumbs are great, but Popeye's crumbs are the bomb.
Yes.
Now, I was actually at a Popeye's yesterday, but I did not ask them for a box of Popeye's crumbs.
Oh, bummer.
They were having too much trouble deciphering my coupon.
Mm-hmm.
They had to bring the manager over and have her ring it in and all that kind of stuff. So I figured, well, asking for a box of crumbs from Popeye's at this time may not be advantageous.
Heads would roll.
Heads would roll. So I'm going to, as I figured, okay, well, I'll have to wait, you know, till next time to get a box of crumbs from Popeye's or to see if they actually have a box of crumbs.
Well, it's great to see you behind the mic again.
Oh, it's great to see you. Thank you very much. And we've got a huge, huge show coming up tonight. We've talked about this in the past, and it has been in the news lately. And that is the Marnie Yang case. And Marnie Yang has been convicted of double murder and sentenced to life in jail. She, if you recall this story, there's an angle with it involving 1985 Bear Sean Gale. They were having a relationship. Sean Gale was having a relationship with this other woman who was pregnant with his baby, and the way the story goes, as far as the prosecutors put it, Marnie Yang became jealous of this, killed the pregnant woman. She goes away for life. In the last few weeks, there's been evidence that's been uncovered that shows that Marnie Yang may be innocent. We'll go over that in just a little bit with Marnie Yang's children in their first radio interview, a WGN exclusive. Marnie Yang's children will be here to talk about their mother, to talk about the case, to talk about what happened to them during the investigation, why they think that their mother is innocent, and what they hope to have happen. So Marnie Yang's children coming up just a little bit. Are you in debt? Do you have credit card debt, Michael? I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes.
Yeah, there might be some.
There might be some, although you look like a pretty responsible guy.
I kind of live off of Subway sandwiches, or isn't there a lot of
Not a lot of spending
going
on there.
Yeah, I'm not buying any jet skis or anything or houses yet.
No, just Subway sandwiches. That's a good way to live. If you just eat Subway sandwiches, you're going to pretty much keep your expenses in check.
Mm-hmm. But I always am like very interested in finding out how these financial advisors can really help you organize your finances, because sooner or later I'm going to buy a house one of these days. I can't always just live in a studio apartment, I suppose.
That's true. That's true. You're going to have to move up a little bit. I mean, as we've learned in previous weeks, you ended up winning Was it a hot tub on the on Let's Make a Deal?
Yes.
Yeah, you ended up winning a hot tub on Let's Make a Deal and then didn't have any place to put it because you were basically living in a dorm room or something like that, or a studio apartment.
And that was actually the one, it's true, and that was the one, well, we kept it in my driveway and it collected snow. But that was the one time when I did have credit card debt, because it, they actually charged me more money to bring it to Illinois than it was worth.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. It's kind of a big deal.
So the next time you, so if you ever plan on going on another game show and you might need to move into another apartment, a bigger space, you may need the help of Denitha Doe. She is a financial expert. She is one of the stars of the new Crackle original show called Going for Broke that premieres tomorrow on the streaming service. It's produced by Ashton Kutcher, and they go around and find millennials who are deep, deep, deep in debt and try and get them out of debt. So we'll talk to her about tips about getting out of debt. If you have questions, I'm definitely going to want to hear from you. I love you, baby. I hope my wife is listening, because I know that she's had to cut up a few credit cards in her lifetime, as we all have. I remember, boy, you go to college and you go to the bookstore. Anybody who's gone to college knows this story. You get there, it's freshman year, you go to the bookstore to get those books for that first trimester, and there's the table sitting right outside. Get that credit card. Sign you up for that credit card. You're automatically approved, and it begins. So we'll hear from Denitha Doe and talk about getting out of debt from her. Also, there is a great family-oriented event going on in Lisle, as we know that Halloween is around the corner. Jack's Pumpkin Glow in Lisle is a space, it's a walk-through space, but it's all carved and illuminated pumpkins. So it's not just jack-o'-lanterns that, you know, have like missing teeth, and I mean, it's really elaborate stuff, and it is, boy, is it Instagrammable. It is fun for the whole family. You will not believe how some of these pumpkins are carved. The lead carver for Jack's Pumpkin Glow in Lisle, Will Tarrant, will be here today. We'll talk to him about that place and exactly how do you end up becoming a pumpkin carver. It's an amazing thing. And then the owner of the Prairie Grass Cafe and one of the founding board members of the Green City Market will be here. They'll be talking about their fall menu. They'll be talking about their Thanksgiving dinner and how you can order dinner from them to take out, or you can eat dinner there. And you know, you think it's October and you think the farmers markets are over. The farmers markets actually aren't over. Green City Market continues with an indoor market. We'll find out about that as well. But first, coming up, a man whose work I'm pretty sure you have seen on Chicago television. He is one of the most unique and amazing photographers in this city. And I'm sure you've seen some of his cityscapes. You know, if you watch the news and they get to the weather and then they end up showing photographs on the weather, I'm sure that at this point they're going, oh, not him again. Not him again. Because his photos are so spectacular. And Barry Butler is going to be here, and he has a new 2020 calendar that is coming out, and it's amazing. We'll learn all about that, how he got started in photography, and how you can pick up one of his amazing 2020 calendars. I'm Ken Smith. It's WGN Nightside. Barry Butler is coming up next. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Ken Smith with you until 1 a.m., and that's when Nick DiGilio comes in, takes you through the rest of the evening. My first guest tonight is a man who I said earlier, I'm sure you've seen his work if you've watched weather reports on any station, especially Channel 9 with Tom Skilling. And that was the first time I actually saw his photography. You know, how Tom will show, you know, have weather photos at the end of his weather report. And I go, oh, that name sounds familiar. I wonder if it's the same, you know, Barry Butler that I know. And it turns out that Barry Butler's cityscapes have been featured on every station, on every news site, on different webs, Huffington Post and Thrillist. He's got thousands of followers on Instagram. He is an amazing photographer, and he has a new 2020 calendar coming out. And he's my friend, and I'm glad he's come in here tonight to the beautiful Skyline Studios here at WGN. It's Barry Butler. How are you doing, Barry?
Well, thanks so much, and I'm disappointed. I thought I was here to talk about Blackhawks hockey.
Well,
so.
Don't worry. We'll probably talk a little Blackhawks hockey. We're kind of matching. We both. Nobody knows when I go out of Chicago. Nobody knows what this symbol means.
Right.
You know, they go, "Oh, what is that?" I'm going, "Oh, it's Blackhawks." We're both wearing our matching Blackhawks hats today.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction. I want to clarify something.
Yes.
I am not on the calendar, okay?
Okay, good. You want to sell a few, right?
Yeah, I won't be Mr. January or February or March. So,
Okay, good.
It's photos of our beautiful city. Actually, I also have an Ireland one, too, but the Chicago one is one that everyone, obviously, in this town likes.
Yes, and the photos are absolutely amazing. If people want to see some of your photos, they can go to your website, and what's that?
Well, there's a few ways. Easiest way, actually, is through social media. So on Facebook, it's Barry Butler Photography. On Twitter and Instagram, it's Barry Butler 9. And then my website is barrybutlerphotography.com. The nice thing about the social media is whatever I took that day, and sometimes moments earlier, I post.
It's going to be there.
Yeah, whereas the website just has pretty much my permanent collection, daily deals, and then obviously the calendars.
Well, you have an interesting, it's an interesting story because we've known each other forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew you to be into photography. How did you get started in photography?
Yeah, the main part was when I broke my collarbone playing hockey, and okay. I couldn't do anything for 8 months, so I had one arm to work with, and I said, okay, well, I'm not one to just kind of sit around. I'm fairly active. I'm like, okay, what can I do here? And I decided to teach myself photography. So I bought myself a tripod because I got one arm to work with, put the camera on the tripod, and taught myself, and that was about 25 years ago.
Wow. Have you always had a passion for photography? Or?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a teenager, I used to sneak cameras into concerts and so on and so forth. But it really kind of kicked in by, you know, trying to figure out what I was going to do for 8 months.
So you end up, you buy this tripod, you've got one arm, you've got a broken collarbone. That's got to be excruciating.
Yeah, that was not fun.
That was not fun. Did you start off shooting, because you're known for your shots of the city, so did you start off shooting cityscapes, or
no.
Did you start off shooting apples and bananas, or
no.
What happened?
Well, here's the funny thing is, I never shot in Chicago on a regular basis for quite a few years, because I was someone who got very interested in, you know, wide landscapes. So I'm originally from Ireland, so I would do a lot of photography in Ireland.
Okay.
And then I would go out to the Grand Tetons and, you know, places like that, Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and that was my passion. And typically I shot around Chicago just to get myself warmed up for those trips. And
okay.
Social media came around, and I would just throw up a few photos of Chicago, and people would be like, "I like that." And I'm like, "Oh, you like that? Really? I mean, that doesn't really interest me."
So you didn't think?
No, and I still
that it was hot stuff, or
no? And still to this day, I'm still trying to figure out how people like my stuff. But you know, I really appreciate it, and I just love our city. I mean, that's the first thing. Is this is a wonderful, beautiful city? It's the prettiest city in America. It's nothing even close, and it's a pleasure to take photos of it every day. But it just kind of turned into, I was just doing some practice shots and showing some people my work, and it was really kind of throwaway photos, and people were interested in them, and that just kind of blew up from there, and it blew up real quickly.
Are you just being humble, or do you truly not see what other people see in your photos? Because I don't know a whole heck of a lot about photography other than the class that I took in high school, and that was basically like the Brady Bunch episode where he's, you know, where Greg is developing film in the dark room. You know, that's about all I learned. But you know, I don't know much about photography. I don't know much about art, but your photos jumped out at me. You don't see what other people see in your photos?
The photos I'm taking, it's stuff that it means something to me. And a lot of it is because of the fact I do a lot of work to get that shot. And so I do a lot of planning. So, you know, when I succeed on that planning, it means something to me. And yes, it's definitely great that people say it's great. But I at times I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a mistake there. I can't believe I did that. Boy, I could have done that so much better. But the fact that people like it, and I think more than anything, people are appreciating that we have a beautiful city. And you just have to look around, and it's there. It's there every day, and I just try my best to bring it out and show people that this is a great city.
But it's an art form to be able to actually see that. You say, oh, there's a... So, in other words, there may be things that our listeners or myself walk past every day and don't give a second thought to, but you see something in it.
Yeah, I'm constantly...
When did you notice that you have that gift?
Oh, that's a good question. I just I'm framing constantly. I'm looking out the window right now of the studio.
Going, what can I do with this? Damn, I didn't bring my camera.
It was actually the first thing I said. You know, I'm seeing the Chicago Lighthouse in the distance on this dark night. But yeah, I'm always framing. And you know, right now I see NBC Tower. And boy, there's something I could do with that right now.
Right, right.
So it's probably just the way that my mind is working. And I just see, you know, stuff in a composition on a regular basis.
So when did this become a profession? When did it go from just being, oh, I'm having fun, it's a hobby, I'm taking shots?
Yeah, probably about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And then it's gotten pretty intense since then. It's great. I mean, I certainly love it, and you know, it's the classic example of do what you love, and it's something I do love a lot. And I'm very, 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 very fortunate people enjoy the photos. So you know, I will definitely keep shooting, because first, like I said, I'm shooting because I like them. Like tonight, I was out by Adler Planetarium, and you know, I thought the sunset was going to be okay, and it wasn't really anything interesting. But what was interesting were the waves coming up against the lakeshore, and I took a bunch of shots, and I was like, oh, do I really want to post this? Because people are going to think I'm whacked. And I decided to post it, and people are like, oh, I really love that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really confused here that what people would like. But I let it go, you know, and there are warts in those shots, but that's okay.
Barry Butler is our guest, BarryButlerPhotography.com. You can find Barry Butler on Instagram and on Facebook. We're going to take a quick break for news, but when we come back, you talked a little bit about the amount of time and effort that it takes to get one shot. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And I also want to talk to you about where your favorite places in the city to shoot are, and your favorite things to shoot, what they are. So if you can stick around for a few minutes,
happy
I'd love to talk
that.
To you more about that. Ken Smith with you, WGN Nightside. We've got news with David Jennings coming up. This is 720 WGN.